You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know what? Today, actually, now that I think about it, today is one of the worst days of the year for me. It really is. November 30th is the worst day because Buddy the elf on the shelf, comes back tonight.
So I'm sorry, Buddy what?
The elf comes back tonight, elf on the shelf.
Why?
And his girlfriend, and he's got a little dog pet this year. So yeah, the elves on the shelves will be wreaking havoc for the next, 24 days, and you got to remind them every night to do that. Which is quite the hassle. And then sometimes you forget to remind them, and then you're scrambling in the morning to remind them to do some mischief. And then it's just kind of half arse, Buddy on the shelf. Elf on the shelf. Whoa, you raising your hand? What do you got?
I'm raising my hand. I have a question, sir. Mm-hmm. I have a question.
What do you got?
Why don't you guys just stop doing that?
Well, the kids love it. The kids love the elves visiting. And the best part about it, Dom, I talk about this every year, it's great for parents because you can say the elves are watching and they report back to Santa every night to make sure you're doing your chores and your homework and, making mom and dad happy, doing the things appropriately, because you wouldn't want Santa to bring, coal.
Just out of curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
How many more years you think you've got to be able to play that card?
This is it.
I'm surprised it's even this year.
I think this is, I'm surprised,
I mean, Reed's 11.
For half of it, I'm surprised for half of it, that it's even working. But, but it's true, Dom. The elves report back to Santa every night, and then they cause mischief every evening. Unless they forget, then you scramble in at 3:30 in the morning.
What are some of the there's some takeoffs, spinoffs of Elf on the Shelf? They have different names that are hilarious. Mm. What are some of those? Oh, I shouldn't have brought it up. I can't.
Oh yeah, there's a bunch of like naughty ones. Like there's
the naughty ones.
On a pole, like stripper on a pole or whatever.
No, I wasn't thinking that.
our buddy Dan Fellman texted me a couple days ago. He used to work here down the hall, and he was talking about how he does. The elves come back to his house too, and he was annoyed because he's ready to go to bed, and his wife texts him from upstairs saying, don't forget to remind the elves to cause mischief tonight. And he's like, oh God, I'm so tired.
He's got
I want to talk to
ahead.
Elves.
He's got many more years ahead.
He has more time.
Than
yeah,
you do.
Yeah, he sure does.
Child is young.
So anyway, reminder to parents: the elves come back tonight. Whee! Happy holidays.
Not my house.
Not Dom's house though.
So my wife yesterday, in fact, pulled the trigger on something she's been thinking about buying. It's a camera. It's a special camera that she needs for her business. And the price tag on this thing is thousands.
Yeah.
It's north of $4,000. And we had long discussions about it. Look, she makes money off of her business. It's a business, and she makes income from it. So it's like this is a cost of doing business kind of thing. But still, you do a big gulp when you are laying down that kind of money for something. And that's on the heels of just a few days before that, me purchasing two plane tickets for us to go to Hawaii to see my son and my daughter-in-law, which we're doing in the spring. And those tickets are not cheap.
Oh, no. No. Yeah. Ouch.
So between those two, we dropped a lot of cash just in about a 1 week period. And I was talking to Jer about it, and I said, what if we ask our listeners, what was your last big ticket purchase?
Yeah, I love this.
What's the last thing?
I love being nosy.
That you really dropped a lot, and we're not counting cars and
houses
boats.
Yeah, none of that. Campers.
Not the usual stuff.
Yeah, no,
like for us, it's a camera. For God's
sakes. Yeah, so, I mean, anywhere. I mean, a lot of money to some people is $500. I mean, the last thing you dropped $1,000 on, things like that. I posted it on our Facebook earlier today. A lot of things rolling in, like a new couch, a cheese sandwich for $15 at Winter Park, says Mariah.
you get a deal.
Yeah. Melissa got a Christmas bonus this year. We're almost due for our Christmas bonus segment, too. She used her Christmas bonus to buy a hot tub. So she went out and spent, who knows what that is, $1,000 to $5,000 on that.
Yeah.
Everything's kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
But I think I would like maybe $1,000 or more, you think, for this?
Okay. We've got a lot of $500 to $800.
Okay, things, all right.
Which really, I mean,
that's still a lot of money.
That's a crap load of money, man.
To go out and spend $800 on yourself for something, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, well, like Katie said, she went up to the hills and got a fancy suite at a hotel and some nice food, and she spent like $600 on herself. And I'm like, you know, but every once in a while.
You're worth it.
You are worth it. I mean, I wrote back. I said, you deserve it, Katie, because every once in a while, we all need to splurge on ourselves. I mean,
yes,
if you're
being
good.
You work so hard, you know.
If you're being good and you're putting money aside and you're saving and you're investing in yourself, all of that, every once in a while, it's good
to enjoy,
really pamper and treat yourself.
Enjoy your hard work. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So here we go. Oh, here's Nancy. The hot tub, $10,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Monica went to Branson. Oh, that's too bad.
teeth trays, $4,000 from Tammy.
Whoa. Wonder if those were teeth whitening trays or just for jacked up teeth.
It's that Invisalign.
Okay,
thing.
Yeah. A lot of Dyson vacuums on the list. That's funny. Our vacuum went out just a couple weeks ago, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to splurge and get a Dyson. It's going to last a long time. Everybody raves about them. I went online to look at them. The one I wanted was $800. I was like, nope. Guess who's going to Kohl's? Nope, nope, nope. I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't spend $800 on a vacuum.
Oh, my God. So many of these are coming in through text. Here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Call us because we always prefer
phone
calls.
Yeah, I want to talk to some people.
Let's do one call before we go to break, if we could, please. Holding patiently is John. Hello, John.
Yes, how are you guys doing?
Yes, John, we are good.
It's a good morning. What was your last big ticket purchase, John?
Okay, so it cost, on my last vacation coming back from Montana, my RV broke down in Bozeman, Montana. So it cost me a total of $3,000 to get from Bozeman, Montana back to Denver that weekend.
Nice splurge.
The RV was a 32-foot RV, so to get it towed off the side of the highway cost me $800.
Oh, my God, man.
Because it has to be one of the big towers. We had me, my wife, my grandson, and our three dogs in the RV. Well, not every hotel accepts three dogs.
Right.
So for two-night stay in Bozeman, Montana, it cost me $600 for two nights. And then, because we had everything in the RV, the three people, the three dogs, I had to go to the airport and rent a 15-person van to put all of the stuff in. And that cost me, to get from Bozeman, Montana to DIA, cost me $1,500 on the car rental.
Dude, that's horrible.
The thing that I really would drove me nuts is the fact that they charged me $500 a one-way drop-off fee.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Bozeman, Montana is beautiful, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was. It was great.
This is pretty up there.
It was so beautiful. It was great. It wasn't snowing. They charged me a $500 one-way drop-off fee, and the license plates on the van were from Minnesota.
Oh, boy.
So obviously it
what a life, man.
Montana van.
What were you doing up in Montana?
We have some cousins that live up near Flathead Lake, and we're driving back from there.
You should hit them up for some cash to help reimburse your costs to go see them.
We got to run, John. I will say Flathead Lake and Glacier National Park up there are gorgeous.
Beautiful.
I don't know if it's worth $800 to tow your RV off the side of the
road. Just fly up there and get a car.
Tanya from Denver says that she bought concert tickets, plane tickets, and a two-night stay in South Carolina to see Pink with her best friend. And we're like, how much was that? She's like, $3,000.
Yeah.
$3,000 to go to a concert.
You're going to tear it up.
But she said it was the best birthday present she could ever have given her best friend.
Yes, and if you're going to see an artist that you're in love with, it's so worth it. You know, I cried at the last Pearl Jam concert, so I would have paid that much. Michelle says a long arm quilting machine, Dom. $12,000. Who knew a quilting machine was so much money?
Boy. Andrea from Centennial, $5,000 on a roll cage.
Oh,
that goes on top of like a vehicle.
Like a Jeep. Yeah, she's got a Jeep probably. It'll save her life.
$5,000 for that.
Save your life.
Here's a trip to Disney World. Jeremy, you want to come?
Well, I was going to bring, because I've been racking my brain. I'm like, what was the last thing we spent a lot of money on? And Disneyland this past summer. I mean, we were gone for like, I don't know what it was, 10 days or whatever. Well, not all of that was at Disneyland, but that trip was expensive. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we had a great time. I currently have things sitting in my Amazon cart that I could drop $1,000 on. I do know that. And Nick Nack wants, well, I guess I want it more than she does, but an enhancement to her wedding ring. That's going to cost, you know, more than $1,000.
Oh, you said you wanted an enhancement. I thought you were going to talk about something else. Because I remember that was on the table.
It was on the table for a while ago, yeah.
Lori in Loveland, a new fence, $8,600. Oh, yep. She was dropped on a new fence.
Lucky. That smell of that new wood. Mm.
Gene says, the unwanted purchase of a catalytic converter because mine was stolen.
Oh, yeah. Somebody spent, Caitlin, $700 on a stroller? That better be like the Mercedes of strollers. What, does it have like a heated back and Wi-Fi?
Brad said his wife dropped $4,000 on a purse. He goes, she absolutely deserves it, but I don't understand it.
Yep.
And he goes, I know she's listening. Love you, babe.
Yeah, those purses can be expensive.
That's something. Well, your wife has a nice little collection of Coach purses, as I recall.
Add them up, though, maybe that much, but no, it's one.
Let's take a call. Here comes Becky, who's been holding. Good morning, Becky. Welcome.
Morning.
Hey.
What was your last big ticket purchase?
So it was for my birthday. It was a throw rug, a really big throw rug that was a white tiger on it, costing $700.
A white tiger throw rug?
Yeah.
Was it made out of real white tiger?
I hope not.
I wish.
You wish?
Not if you were the tiger, you wouldn't wish.
That'd be cool.
Now, is it like the tiger pattern, or is there like an image of a tiger on it?
It's an image of a white tiger.
Well, that doesn't sound tacky at all.
It was really cool.
We believe you.
Well, Becky. Thanks, Becky.
Thank you for calling. Hope you have a great day.
Sounds wonderful.
Thank you,
Becky. You do you.
I'm going to laugh about that for the next hour. Fabian, who's listening down in Houston. Hi, shout out to those of you down in Texas listening. Fabian says, a robot lawnmower, just over $1,000.
Yes, I've seen those at Home Depot.
The robot.
Here, those concern me a little bit, but that's
Dave,
cool.
Dave is sending photos even of his new bicycle, $8,000 for a bicycle.
$8,000 again. Does that thing have Wi-Fi and Bluetooth? My butt better feel great after getting off an $8,000 bicycle.
Yeah.
God, look at that.
No name on this one. Put your name on your text if you can. From 1861, $15,000 on a telescope. Jeremy, you can speak to that too. The one that stays in the closet all the time.
It'll be there in the closet.
Yeah. Road trips, a lot of those.
Some plastic surgery.
Trip to Italy. Yeah. Wendy.
It's
okay.
So good.
She says, the day I returned, appendicitis. So emergency surgery. Don't have the bill for that yet.
Oh, my God. Got a George Strait concert. Somebody just sent a picture of their
$14,000 on new hips for a puppy.
Oh, ouch.
That is Mitzi.
Ouch,
from
on
Castle
multiple
Rock.
Levels.
$14,000 Ooh-wee. For a puppy's surgery?
Man, that's a lot. People are sending pictures of their beds. Thank you very much for that. Now I know what you're getting freaky deaky on. Some of these beds are pretty cool. This one's made out of logs. Be afraid I get a splinter on my booty.
Rebecca says, we're going on an Alaskan cruise. I don't want to talk about how much it costs, but we want to know.
I want to know. I want to do that.
Because I would love to go on an Alaskan cruise.
New cement driveway.
Everybody who goes comes back and raves about it. Rebecca, you'll have so much fun. You won't even worry about the price.
That's pretty cool.
Maybe. Mike says, $3,800 for a drone.
Dream fridge for $3,000. Ashley. Y'all will be dropping some money. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. All right. Listen.
What recession?
A what?
What recession?
Yeah, right.
Oh, God.